Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
Hey, Mr. Lacar, can you post the number in the thing? I'm having trouble with it. Can you post the number in the chat, man?
To post the phone number?
Yeah, the phone number in the chat, yeah. For some reason, won't let me do it.
Hold on. I gotta log into my...
Okay. Hey, well, anyway, what's going on, Mr. Locario? Why are we doing that shit? What's going on with you, fam?
I'm chilling. What's going on with you, bro?
Man, it's Tough Tuesday, man. That's what we always do, guys. What's going on, man? I'm the Dean. My dog Locario's here. We're here to read emails. Locario, tell them about yourself, man. Locario, can you hear me? Oh, my God. Did we lose Locario?
Oh, yeah, the log in.
Anyway, guys, y'all want to call in. The number is 515-605-9373. The number is 515-605-9373. Are you back on, Locario?
I'm back. Yeah, I got cut off because I was trying to do something in the chat and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you back on the chat, though? The chat is back?
Yeah, hold on. Let me try to get back on there. Let me see. But you can still see me now, though, right?
Yeah, I can see you, man. I can see you, man.
Cool.
Yeah.
We try to get back on this shit.
The email for submitting questions is themanmindset@gmail.com. Let me see if I can type that in. The man. Yeah, I'm having troubles.
Let me see if I can go in the chat now. Hold on. Okay, I think I could go in the chat.
I can't. Yeah, for some reason, it's blocking me the fuck out. Mm-hmm.
I can't. 9373.
Right. Y'all want to call in.
Yes, I'm in the chat, so I'm able to put the number in
the chat.
All right, cool. 515-605-9373.
There we go. Yeah, just keep throwing that up there for him and shit like that, man. All right, man. Well, who's going first, man? Who's up?
You go first.
All right, guys. Again, we're going to read emails and answer questions. If y'all have any questions, please call in at 515-605-9373. I'm going first. So let me go ahead and read this first email. Hey, what's up, Steve? I'm a 36-year-old single guy who just started meeting women and started dating. I have a full-time job, and I can only go out once a week for a few hours. So my experiences so far are very scary. The first time I approached a woman and giving her a compliment, but I managed, and every week it gets easier. However, times I was walking for an hour in the city center without seeing any women I found worth approaching. But usually I've approached 6 to 8 women each time I go out. So far, I've gotten rejections with mixed responses. Some women enjoy the compliments I give them, while others get angry and start walking faster away from me. I try to aim for women around my age. Some girls look older than they really are, I've approached a few around 22 age, I guess. But older women are really much more receptive to my compliments anyway. One thing I found uneasy is the front stopping a woman. It feels silly, especially when approaching them from behind. The whole running bit when they pass me by. This is coming to this question, okay? What is wrong walking up to a woman, walking up in front of her? Or should I let her pass me first? So far, I've only approached women from the sides and a few times from the front while they're just standing. It's been my experience. The best thing to do it is on Saturday when women are walking fast to go home, I guess on the weekend or whatever, or because they have to work or whatever. What is your thoughts on this? So I guess his question is when he's approaching a woman, he wants to know, should he, when he sees her coming towards him, should he talk to her then, or should he wait for her to walk by him, then make the approach? What's your take on that, fam?
Nah, he should start talking to her as she's coming towards him. So if he's walking towards her and he sees her coming towards him, that's when he should start, you know, coming at her. You understand? Like, a lot of guys, you know, when you're talking to chicks in the street, you got to understand that people are like zombies. You understand? This is men and women. We're all in our little world. We're, you know, thinking about our day, we're whatever. You understand? So the best course of action sometimes is when you see a girl walking towards you and she's a few feet away from you, that's when you start, like, getting her attention and start, you know, saying something. So by the time you and her are, like, right in front of each other, you're able to stop her and start and have that conversation. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of guys, the reason why the interaction doesn't go well a lot of times because they hesitate as the girl's coming, and then the girl's already past him, and then he starts saying something, and then he has to run back to her and all this other shit, and it just, you understand? So it's better to catch her as she's coming towards you so that you can stop and say what you got to say, and then, you know, and then do what you got to do. Like, you know, what I used to do is, when I would see a girl coming towards me, I would actually sometimes stick my hand out and shake her hand before she even, like, it gets directly in front of me. So I'll see her, I'll be like, hey, miss, how you doing, or whatever, and I put my hand out. And then she shakes my hand, and as I'm talking to her, I'm kind of holding her hand for a second, and then we start talking. You see what I mean? But I catch her before she's, like, even right in front of me, so she has time to wake up out of her zombie state, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And then, you know, then talk to me, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's the best thing you could do is when a girl is coming towards you. Now, if, let's say if you see a girl and she's, like, you know, at the side of you or in front of you, and, you know, and you want to walk up to her and talk to her, don't, like, tap her from behind. You want to go to the side of her and walk with her as you're talking to her. You see what I'm saying? And then that's pretty much all you really need to do. But, Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I totally agree. I think of some of the issues that guys are having is that because of the anxiety, the fear, the nervousness, and all that other stuff, big dog, that they won't really say anything or look at the woman because they're so nervous. They rather think they got a better shot. Okay, I see her, she walks by, and then I'll just wait. Then I can tap her on the shoulder type bullshit. Mm. Like you said, man, you guys have to understand this. The game doesn't start when you walk up to that woman. The game starts as soon as you walk out that door and how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
These women have met you before. They know you. They know everything you're going to do. And what's important here is if they smell an ounce of sugar in your tank, an ounce of anxiety, an ounce of inconsistency, an ounce of fear, an ounce of all these things, lack of confidence, they are either not going to fuck with you or fuck with you to take what you have, man. What you got on that, Mr. Cario?
Right, right. And that's the thing. This got to get used to talking to women and approaching women and being comfortable around women. I think, and the thing is, guys got to understand that this is why we teach this every day. This is why we tell you guys to stay on it and study the game all the time, because what you want to do is you want to get to the point where it becomes second nature, where it becomes you're not even thinking about it. You're just doing and you're going and you're making it happen. So when you approach a girl, all the things that you're saying, doing as you are having an interaction come off extremely natural. It comes off like it's nothing. And then that within itself makes the woman more receptive to you. Because a lot of times what happens is that guys will say, you know, I hear this all the time, guys say, I'm trying to approach these girls, talk to these girls, and they rejected me, or, you know, they're not paying me no mind or whatever. And part of the reason is because when you approach a girl and you interact with her, you're coming off a little awkward. You understand? You don't know what to say, you don't know what to do. And then so she feels awkward in a situation and she doesn't want to be there anymore. You understand? So the thing is, a woman likes to be approached by a guy who knows how to approach women. So if you know how to approach women and have that conversation and interact with her, everything runs a little bit more smoothly, and then she's more receptive to you overall. You see what I mean? And so this is why we tell you guys, you got to go out there, practice, talk to a lot of different women so that it becomes second nature, so that when you keep this up and you know how to do it, then when you see that really hot chick that you're really trying to get at, then it's a little easier for you to get at her. You understand? Versus you not practicing, you not knowing what to say, you not knowing what to do, and then you go up to that chick, and then you mess everything up. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what it is. You feel me?
Yeah, and what guys need to really understand and take into account is that these women are getting approached every day. So
right. They
have so many options, Mr. Lucario. And they're like, okay, they again, just like most guys out there, you want the best steak. You want mm-hmm. the best service. You want the best clothes. You want the best of everything. You just don't want secondhand anything, really. Mm-hmm. And these women are the same way. They're going to weigh out what they have met to you. Mm-hmm. And if you do not live up or super succeed those expectations that she has, she's not even going to give you a shot. She'll give you I take that back, Lucario. She'll give you a shot at buying her dinner. She'll give you a shot at putting up Christmas lights and driving her around town. But she's not going to give you a shot at sex, because nobody wants brand X secondhand guy who doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, wait. Not that he doesn't know, but he's so scared and he's not sure of himself. She doesn't want that, brother.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. And this is what you got to understand. Even if this is how you know when you're good at talking to women, is that even when you don't get with her, right? Even if you, like, let's say she's like, oh, you know, or I should say this, her quote unquote rejection will usually be something nice and pleasant, or it will be like the energy will still be positive. You understand? So, for example, if you're good at talking with women and interacting with women, she'll be almost apologetic as to why she has to reject you. Like, she might actually have a boyfriend and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I have a boyfriend, you know, blah, blah, blah. But she's enjoying the situation. You understand? Because if she didn't have a boyfriend, she most likely would have got with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, you know, there's situations where you might not necessarily be her type, but because your energy and your you know, the situation is so cool and so smooth, and you know how to talk to women, right? She lets you down, or she basically says, oh, I'm not interested, but it's not with an attitude. It's not with disrespect. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times what happens is the reason why chicks will come at guys on a disrespect level or just very, like, harsh is because the approach that they come at her with is the same as 90% of the guys
have come up to her
with. You see what I'm saying? So now she's like, oh, I'm tired of these, like, goofy-ass motherfuckers coming up to me all the time. But if you're actually a guy who knows how to interact with women, you won't get that type of energy. You see what I mean? So a lot of guys are scared of rejection because they're always looking at that rejection as this, like, crazy, scary thing that a girl's going to be, like, super angry and pissed off and whatever. But usually that won't happen if you're the type of guy who's good at communicating with women. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, that's what it is.
Oh, no doubt, man. You got the floor, man. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. Go ahead, Ms. Carrie.
All right. So this one says, Ms. Lucario, I'm kind of confused on my ways and how I've been doing my game. So I met this chick from a different country who I work with in a hotel. We hooked up and all. Then we began to visit each other in our rooms until we started fucking. Though she had a dude, she still kept it casual as friends with benefits. After a while, since we've been fucking like 3 months or so, we were into each other. Then suddenly she started changing, having more attitude towards me. saying in front of her roommates that I need a girl to get a girlfriend and shit like that, which got me surprised since we were hitting it. So the sex started becoming less, and I was now too attached to this girl. I tried many times to let go. We had arguments at times, and we began to distance ourselves from each other. The sex less to nothing until I went on vacation. Then I fucked her twice after I came from vacation, but she had also returned to her country and is now engaged to her boyfriend. This time she was never responding like she used to my texts or calls until I approached her and told her what she was doing wasn't cool. I know I have been needy. Maybe that's why she is now distanced herself from me. Even though I fucked her twice after she got engaged in her home country, she has fucked a number of different guys before. And sometimes I'm thinking she's fucking with other dudes outside of me. So I tried to fuck with other girls. What should I do? Okay. I don't know. So basically he's saying he's fucking this chick who has a boyfriend who's now she's engaged to the dude. And he wants to know, like, why she doesn't want to keep fucking with him. So, Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
The truth of the matter is this, you're a loser. The truth of the matter is, you talking about your game, you have no game. You have no game. The fact that you even, there's so many problems with this shit, Lucario. Let's look at this. Number one, the fact that you guys think that just because you get a piece of pussy, you think that you won. you think that she's gonna be yours and y'all gonna live happily ever after, like a 30-minute episode of What's Happening or Sanford and Son or some shit like that. Number two, you're needy. That's weak. Number three, oh man, what was the third? What was the fuck? Arguing.
Mm-hmm.
You let her do y'all see why the majority of you guys lose with women? Because women don't like soft, punk, weak suckers. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they don't like that. You look, someone right about what you said, because he said he had game, and then they visited each other in their rooms, and then all of a sudden he smashed. See, something is weird there because I don't think he smashed, but then after I heard what she was doing to him, I did think he smashed. And because he smashed, see, y'all motherfuckers don't understand sex. Y'all motherfuckers are still in Miss Crabtree's fifth grade birds and bees class. This is a penis and this is a vagina type bullshit. You do that in your texting. You do that in your talking. You do that when you make out. You do that when you eat pussy. And you do that when you fuck. You're boring. There's nothing exciting about you. Why would she want to lose her man when she found a dud? Don't get me wrong, Lucario, and I always say this. These women are always looking for better because they get – look, she was with a loser. Okay, she was probably with a beta. She met him, which is a Charlie. So of course she's gonna go back to her beta, because a beta is higher than a Charlie. And of course she's gonna fuck other men, because what y'all guys don't understand is, I don't care if you married, I don't care if you're living with her, I don't care if you're taking her on dates or you're talking to her. You ain't got her. You're not safe when you're a loser. And I don't mean to call you a loser as being me, Miss Lucario, but let's be honest. That's what she thinks about you. And the fact that you're needy. Wait. Last thing, Lucario. What did he say? Well, why are you doing this to me? Did he really say that shit?
No, he was basically saying, why is she doing this? And she's like, I bet she's fucking with other dudes. Shit like that.
Hey, guys, always remember the answer is always in the question 9 times out of 10. Listen, you got the Florida card. Oh, shit.
But you know, it's funny to me. I don't understand why he cares so much, because if you know, this is just a fuck buddy, right? So, and she has a fiance, You understand? Like, she had a boyfriend, now that they're engaged. And, you know, so his situation is he should have just been having sex with her if that's all he wanted to do. I mean, if that was the situation, and then kept it at that. Because now he starts catching feelings. He's up there arguing with her and shit. He's going back and forth. He's doing all this unnecessary shit. And then this is why she's like, you know, looking at him like he's goofy. You understand? Because he's doing way too much. She's looking at him like, yo, I'm just trying to do my thing and have some fun with you. You understand? But he ended up catching feelings, ended up, you know, being on some extra stuff. And that's the problem with a lot of guys out here nowadays, is that you guys got to stop catching feelings, you understand, when it comes to these women. A lot, and this is the thing. Even if you have, because, like, I don't want to sit here and say, okay, you know, you're not going to have feelings about shit or whatever. You understand you're human, whatever. But you still, as a man, have to always, even though you feel a certain way, you have to always be practical about your moves. You understand what I'm saying? Always. So, because, look, think about it like this. You may wake up tomorrow and not feel like going to work, but you be like, fuck that, I got to go to work. Fuck my feelings. You feel what I'm saying? I got to do what I need to do because I got to put food on the table. You feel what I'm saying? So fuck my feelings, right? So the thing is, in this situation or situation when you deal with women, it's like, yo, fuck your feelings. Like, what am I doing and what's the more practical thing to do in this situation? I got a chick here, you know, because me, I usually don't like fucking with chicks who have boyfriends anyway or whatever. But, you know, I've done that before. So, but either way, you got to say, what am I doing here? What's the most beneficial situation for me right now? The most beneficial situation is just to have sex with this girl and then do it and just keep it moving. You putting all the extras on it because of your feelings is what's fucking everything up. Because now she's looking at you like, what's going on? Like, I thought we were just doing our thing and you fucking everything up by getting all emotional about it. You see what I'm saying? So he needs to just say fuck his feelings and do what he's supposed to do and then keep that shit pushing. You see what I mean? So, you know. That's the thing, man.
That I think a lot of guys are not really connecting the dots on with all this stuff, man. Is that these women are tired of the regular guy? Mm-hmm. They're tired of y'all guys, and which y'all have to understand. I don't think they realize this, but the thing that happens on our side of the street is kind of the same thing that happens with you guys. She'll come in, she'll say, all right, I got a man, I'm in a situation, guys like myself and Miss Licario, okay, cool, that's what's up, I'm not going to run behind you, I'm not going to call you, you call me, use and abuse me in the bed the way you want, I'm not going to fuck up what you have, and then there's this agreement. But then what happens, Miss Licario, is that, and this is what you guys don't understand, is that when you are a man at the end of the day, and she realizes how great you are in bed, how great you are to turn her on and all that other stuff, all of a sudden, she's going to want to be the thing that she wants to spend time with you. And then all of a sudden, she's going to be wanting to leave her man for you. And then when you check her at the door, she's going to tell you this. I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm in a relationship. I don't care if I'm in another state, city, or another planet. Whenever you want this pussy, it's yours. And this is the problem with y'all guys. You guys are not used to, number one, dealing with aggressive women, Mr. Cario, and number two, they don't have enough women to have that confidence of, you know what, I don't need you. And I think these are some of the problems, brother. What's your take on that, man?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like you said, that they're tired of dealing with the same dude. You feel what I'm saying? And unfortunately, you got a lot of dudes, because they're not used to being with women, they do get extremely attached easily. You understand? They do get real, you know, butt hurt about shit that don't even need to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? And so I think a lot of these guys out there, and that's why I say you got to get used to dealing with women and being with women, because when you get used to it, it doesn't become this big deal. It doesn't become this event. It doesn't become this special occasion that you need to grasp and hold on to. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so with him, he's gotten way too deep with the situation. You understand? Because if he was looking at the situation just from, you know, as a whole, he'd have been like, yo, this chick already got a man, so That's what it is. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really trying to go there. And even if, let's say, for example, she was trying to, let's say she wanted to, like, fuck with him and not be with her man anymore. You understand?
Right, right.
That's something that's a choice she would have to make on her own, but she's only going to make that choice based off of how he's, you know, responding and reacting. So once she sees that you're being, you know, extremely emotional and on some other shit, she's going to be looking at you like, I'm not going to fucking leave the dude I'm with for you because you're not really that type of dude that I thought you was. You feel what I'm saying? And which is why she's arguing with you or, you know, sort of disrespecting you because she's like, you know, you're not the guy who I thought you were.
No, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
that's what
yeah.
it is.
And I think that's one of the things that frustrate them. Let me see some. 972, are you listening or do you have a question, sir? 972, are you listening or do you have a question? We got to let him go. I can't hear that shit. All right. So let's go ahead and let me go ahead and read the next one. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. Steve, I met this woman at a newsstand. She works there. I'm 26. She's 29. She has a great personality. The date basically was at the park. Good chemistry. Light teasing. Kissed close after 2 hours. Now, afterwards, we went for a walk and settled for in a quiet bar and chatted a bit. Afterwards, another walk, a lot of kissing and tugging. The duration was, he says, 4 hours and 10 minutes. All right, let me finish. I view this as a very successful date. We basically had two dates in one. The date went smooth and we felt very comfortable being with one another. However, she was very busy this week. She works from 10 to 10 and couldn't find time. I believe this is true. We haven't seen each other that well 11 days now. I was telling myself to text her during the weekend so we can see each other next week. And when I do text her, she always replies to my text but does not reply with something like, okay, get back at me then. Or maybe she's thinking this or how much she enjoyed the date and she wants to see another date or whatever. I feel like I'm rushing, and my main goal is to have total control over this and keep the chemistry going. After a few days of doing this, I'm going out of my mind. I want to know where I stand, even though I believe that she wants to see me again. If she responds, she'll be busy a whole nother week, then I'll simply have to not make her a priority and be willing to move on from her. So what do you think about this? This is weird. Yeah,
Wait, so what did he say when he said that he contacted her, and then what did she reply to him?
She replied, let's see, text her this weekend. Oh, she just replies with something like, oh, okay, get back to me then. Wait. No, she replies back to him, but he wants her to – he's expecting her to say, get back to me, or tell her what she's thinking, or how much she missed his kisses. So she just gives him a generic reply back, if she replies back at all.
Man, well, see, that's the part that's weird, because the thing is, you know, I'm wondering what is he specifically saying to her to where, you understand what I'm saying? Because, like, if you trying to set a date and you're trying to see the chick again, you understand? You got to be clear on what you're trying to communicate and how you're trying to make it happen. So I'm wondering, like, is he actually texting her and saying, hey, what are you doing on Friday? Or what are you doing Saturday? Are you free this day so we can get together? Like, is he saying to her? You understand? Because if he is saying that to her and she's not responding with that, you understand what I'm saying? Then that's showing low interest. But at the same time, if he is not being clear on what he's trying to do, right, that's not giving her enough of something to respond to. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm sort of confused about what he's specifically saying. But either way, it sounds like the chick's not really feeling him like that. Mm-hmm. You understand? And it sounds like he is extremely, you know, too attached to the situation at this point. And because it seems that he's so attached, this could be the reason why this chick isn't really feeling him like that in the first place, because he was probably showing or displaying that type of energy when he first was on the first date with her anyway. You see what I'm saying? It's displaying that needy energy. He's like counting the days, you know what I'm saying, that it's been and all this other stuff, and you know what I mean? So it's not like he's just being too needy, and that's probably the thing that's like, you know, repelling her. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, Mr. Cario, out of all the businesses in the world, there's one business that is the worst business of them all, and it is called the hope business. And what you see here is a guy, and this is where y'all go. This is y'all go wrong so many ways, but this is 4 hours and 10 minutes of what? And I ask you again, 4 hours and 10 minutes of what? Nothing but generic you. Why would she? Let me tell you guys something. This is what y'all, I guess this is what y'all don't really understand. When you have somebody that takes a woman out, Mr. Cario, for 4 hours and 10 minutes of a boring date, and she gets with a Mr. Lucario or gets with a guy like me or a Rose, but just a motherfucker that got game, we're only going to spend 30 to 40. Matter of fact, let me even back up a little bit. The fact that he's even spending 4 hours is a problem. Because if he was doing it correctly, Mr. Lucario, he should already had her playing with the pussy over the phone. The first 30 minutes was just more or less hugging and kissing. After that 30 minutes, 15 minutes of saying, all right, let's go back to your place or my place. That'll be 45 minutes. And then you smashing. And then you leaving. You guys are, the problem with you guys, y'all in the hope business. You think that, well, if I just have her hanging around long enough, I hope the sun, the moon, and the star lines up, Miss Lucario, and she gives me an opportunity. I hope that if everything works out, she'll ask me to go to her place. And you can always tell by behaviors. At the end of the day, man, if she is interested in this guy, Lucario, not only would she say, okay, well, I'm home, I'm safe, I had a great date, I'm going to bed, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. That's regular for guys like us. But for you guys, y'all don't get that kind of shit. Because what she does, as soon as she ends the date, she's either doing two things. One, she's telling her girlfriend, what a fucking loser you are. I can't believe I wasted 4 hours of my time, and 10 minutes, of course. I can't get that time back. Oh, my God. All we do is sit around. All he did was ask me boring-ass questions. It was a boring four-hour interview. Nothing special about him. Nothing great about him. But, girl, you know what? Damn. I wish Mr. Lucario would have called me. I wonder what he's doing. I the whole time I was sitting there at the bar with this guy, all I could think about is Mr. Lucario. You remember I told you that time he walked up to me and patted me on my ass and whispered that, oh, girl, my pussy was wet. And, hey, that's one way. It's going to go right to you, Lucario. The second way is when she ends the date with this guy, she calls you. Oh, my God, you're not going to believe this. Well, you'll be like, yo, what's up? I'm the bad boy of the dating game. What's up, girl? You know what I mean? And she's going to be like, you won't believe this. Oh, my God, I just went out with this guy. You won't believe how long he took me. 4 hours. You're like, man, I don't give a fuck about that mother. When you come over and get that pussy? Well, I'm on my way. I just got to go home and clean myself up. But you know what? I missed you, and all I was doing was thinking about you. And I tried to make you jealous by telling this other guy. I mean, that's your life. That's the majority you got. You guys think that when she goes home, when you end the date, that she's gonna go home, boil some fucking milk, sit on her bed, read a book, and sip on some milk until she goes to bed till the next day. Let's get into the real world. These women are just going to use you as a reason why they want to fuck with guys like us, because guys like us don't give a flying fuck. Lucario, what you got on that, man?
Nah, real talk, man. Real talk. Like, this dude, look, I understand you go out with a chick, you like her. That's cool, man. That's all good. But you guys got to remember, man, you got to remember that you can't put too much of your energy and your feelings and your emotions and all this other stuff, you know, dealing with women, and especially a woman you just met. And I would even go further to say just when you're dealing with women, period. You know what I'm saying? Again, you got to be able to say, fuck your feelings, bruh. You understand? You have to be able to do the things that need to be done in order to get the job done. So, okay, you went on a date. Cool. You like the girl. Cool. Okay, so the next course of action is I'm going to hit her up and set up another date, right? And that's it. Like, don't – if you keep putting all the feelings and emotions and all that other shit on it, that's when you start fucking up, because then when you text a girl, that emotion that you got is coming through in your text. Or if you call her and you talk to her, it's coming through in how you're talking to her. You understand? If you end up meeting her again, all that's going to come through when you're interacting with her. And the thing is that – you want a chick, it's almost like this. The best situation is either, you know, you and the chick like each other, you know, equally, or she likes you more than you like her. It shouldn't be you're feeling her more than she's feeling you. That's disaster. You know what I'm saying? That's not a good situation. You see what I mean? Because if you're feeling her more than she's feeling you, and she can see that, and she can see that needy energy, you know, either one of, you know, she's going to like stop fucking with you, or she's going to keep fucking with you, but she's going to, you know, take advantage of you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's going to be using you because she knows that she got you, you know, in her back pocket. You understand? And so the thing is that when you're dealing with women, just do the things on a practical level. You see what I'm saying? Just do the things that you need to do to get from point A to point B, and stop putting so much emotion in the shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely. We got two calls in the queue. Let's bring them in. And guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. 314-972 up. 314, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yeah, what's up, Steve? What's up, Lucario? You guys doing a good job. I need a tip and a question. The tip is, in my job, like you were saying, I made a major mistake. I did a chick back.
Say it again?
Back in May, I did a chick for my job. So that lasts like May to June. So now I won that chick like two times. And the third time, I take action. So I break up with her. So in October, HR called me, blah, blah, blah. And then her friend end up working in the same spot I'm working. So I don't even bother with her no more. But it looked like her friend, another chick, trying to do some stupid shit so I can get in trouble with HR. So basically, like, come close to me so I can say something so they can go to HR so I can be in trouble. What should I do in that case?
Let me ask you a question real quick. How long have you been listening to myself and Ms. Lucario for?
A couple of months.
And how many times have we told you guys stop fucking with women at your job?
Man, it was a major mistake. Actually, when I did
No. 314. This is about accountability. Change the sentence. Say, I chose to disregard what y'all said and did what I wanted to do. You did I this, should, man. Yes,
yeah,
you did.
When
this.
I start listening to your when I start listening to your show, it was like July. That's over like since June. My boy talked me about that show. That was like July. I book off with that chick in June.
Look, the best thing you could do is leave them. I know you got another question, but the best thing I would say before I throw to Lucario is just leave those women alone and keep your fingers crossed. Because whatever happens to you, you're going to get it. There's nothing you can do about it. Because we keep telling y'all motherfuckers, leave these bitches alone at work. Stop fucking with these women, man. Stop. Leave them alone. So you might lose your job, man. So you just might need to be prepared for that.
I just ignore them. You know, I just mess with them. I just don't want to try anyway. It's not every now and then they're trying to set me up. I already know the deal. So I didn't
turn
to each other.
Wait. Sorry. Are you still talking to any of these girls?
No, that was her friend I was dating back then, and then she ended up working in the same. I work at the hospital. She ended up working in the same spot I'm working now. Not her. Her friend. Every now and then, you know, her friend be bad laughing me. But I just ignoring them. You know, I still have my job. Because as I told HR in October.
Hello. Sorry, what you got on that, man?
Yeah. So look, this is the thing, man. Like just like Steve was saying, you know, I encourage dudes not to fuck with chicks at their job, but I already know guys are gonna keep doing it. And the reason why guys keep messing with women at their job is because they're not dealing with women outside their job, meaning they're scared to approach women in the street, they're scared to approach women at the bar, they're scared to approach women at the clubs. And so the safest place is at the job, because this is where you go all the time, and this is where you see the women consistently, and they sort of know you, so you don't have to have the pressure of having to do an approach on a woman you don't know. But this is why I tell guys, you got to get out there and actually approach women that, you know, in the street and in different situations, because then you won't feel the need to holler at girls at your job. But this is why I tell guys to get the book, How to Have Sex with Two Women in a Day, because I have a whole chapter on, if you're going to holler at chicks at your job, I tell you the right way to do it. Because like Steve was saying, that you might end up losing your job over this shit, because you know what I'm saying? So you guys, if you're going to do it at your job, which I suggest you don't, you know what I'm saying? But if you are going to do it, you got to know the right way to do it so that you don't really fuck up your situation. So that's what I would say to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What's your second question, 314?
Yeah, I have another question. My other question is another chick. I used to work in the factory job. That was like last year. But this chick still working at the post office. So last night I went to the post office and dropped my mail, and I did delete the chick number. Then she saw me, and then she said, like, oh, man, you look good, though. You have my number. I said, I don't have it no more. Then I started texting her, and then I was, like, flirting with her a little bit. But honestly, I don't really give a damn because she just played game. So she said, like, I know you're trying to fuck me. Then I text Basila, that's what real men do. You should be sexy and attractive about that. But I haven't heard from her. But I don't really give a damn about it.
314. I ask you again, how long have you been hearing us? Because you don't listen to us, apparently. So how long have you been hearing these shows? You say a few months?
Yeah, probably like maybe September or end of August. I can't remember.
Have you ever heard us say, go up to a bitch and say you want to fuck? Have you ever heard us say that, 314?
I didn't say that, but I was flirting with her. That was her answer. She said, I know you're trying to fuck.
That's okay. Okay. Well, okay. But fam, let me ask you this question. When you saw her at the post office, did you get her number or did you give her your number?
She gave me her number.
All right. And what did you tell her when she gave you her number?
Okay, I had the number before, but when she gave me her number, I said, hey, I can't remember what I did say, but what I did remember, hello?
Sir, if you don't remember what you said, how the fuck is she going to remember anything about you?
No.
This is what I keep
saying. Listen to that. I can remember the beginning, but what I do remember, I say, are you daddy, little girl? Something like that. Something flirty, catchy, something like that.
What the
then she
fuck
said,
is
I'm
that
like, girl, next,
wait,
next
stop,
door.
Stop. What is your end game with this woman? Do you want to take bubble baths with your clothes on, or do you want to have her face in a pillow and her ass in the air? What do you want?
Honestly, just want to have fun, not just like something serious.
Do you? I'm gonna ask you again. Do you want to fuck her or do you want to be her friend? Which one do you want to be?
I want to fuck her.
Now, do you think by the shit that you said when you got her number was putting you on the pathway to fucking her, pathway to being her gay best friend?
I don't know. Because I actually
You know, you just now again. I need you to be honest with yourself. Do you think
honestly,
that?
Saying, I think she tried to put me in the friend, but I already feel that. And then
she,
I haven't heard from her, and I don't text her no more.
She said, are you trying to fuck me? What did you say?
Then I said that that's what real men do. You should be attractive and sexy about that.
Wait. Oh, she should be. So let me get this straight. So every guy that wants to fuck her, she should be sexy and attracted to all those dicks. Am I correct, 314?
Yeah, definitely.
Carl, take the wheel.
Did
at any point in the situation when you was texting her, did at any point you try to actually set a time to see her?
No, I did not.
Of course you did.
And that's a problem. You see what I'm saying? So when you guys get chicks' numbers or you give the girl your number and she calls you, whatever it is, get to the point to set up the time to meet up. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of times what happens is... What's the thing?
Here's the thing. It was not the first time I met her. We used to work in the same job, my old job. And I used to...
That makes it even worse.
Time. No, exactly.
That makes it even worse. So if it's not the first time you met her, that makes it even worse. So now it's like, you know, at that point, since you already met her before, be like, yo, when do you get off work so we can get this shit going? Right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's my fault too. I was like flirting just a little bit before I get to that point.
Whoa. Enlighten my dumb ass. Tell me what you said. Tell me what flirting is to you. What did you say to that bitch to flirt?
Like the daddy girl shit when I start. The daddy girl, are you daddy girl or a girl next door?
Wait. What?
He said, are you daddy's girl or girl next door?
And that's flirting. That you call that flirting?
Just like a small talk. I don't know.
No, wait. You call that flirting? You just say yes or no. Do you call that flirting?
Yes, the best of my knowledge. I might be wrong, you know. So
right. Well, hey, you finally said something correct. The best of your knowledge. Because when you have world is flat, thinking, you give world is flat answers that make you lose. This is why you guys lose. Because you guys don't know what the fuck to say to. So let me guess. You were like, are you daddy's girl? Or do you like the girl next? What the fuck did he say, Lucario?
Are you daddy's girl or the girl next door? Is that what he's saying?
Hey, 314.
You
know what she did, Miss 314, when you said that shit? She put it in her head bank. She called Mr. Lucario up, and she wanted him to make her play with her pussy because she had to erase that shit you said that you told her. You understand that, right?
Yeah, she did text back. Said she got next door. She did text back. So.
I don't give a fuck if she's a girl at Mars. What does that got to do with you fucking? What does that got to do with her sucking your dick? Please help. Hey, look, I'm lost. Maybe I'm just the foolish one. Explain to me,
no,
Mr. Lucario,
what
the fuck does that got to do with you fucking? Okay. Huh?
I don't know. I'm asking a question to know where I'm wrong. So, you know, I'm saying nobody's perfect. So, I'm asking a question. So, okay.
I don't want to hear this nobody perfect bullshit excuse. Nobody's perfect. No, just say I'm not perfect. Own that shit. Because you choose not to listen, learn, to get the tools you need to be better. So, you get what you deserve. So I don't want to. This ain't the feel me hour where this is brought to you by Neosporin and shit. Lucario, what you got on this shit, man?
Nah, yo, it's, look, man, dude, all you got to do, bro, is get to the point when you're dealing with these chicks. You, like, look, I talked about this on my other show, man. I said that I met this chick off of Tinder, right? And I was the first guy she met. First guy she met off Tinder. And she'd been talking to a few dudes already. But do you know why I was the first guy she met? The reason why is because
you set up a date. You set up a date. Yeah. I used to be in Tinder.
Who got to the point and said, yo, let's meet up. Let's meet. Let's do this. Let's get together. You feel what I'm saying? So all of that flirty stuff, that's cool, but you got to save that for when you see her. You understand what I'm saying? Or if you're doing that, that has to be something that's moving towards you, letting her know we going to make something happen. This is why I asked you, did you at any point say let's meet up? You understand? Or set a time for y'all to get together. That's what it is. You want to be able to get the chicks in front of you so you can actually do the thing you need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh,
I know something was. Hello?
I got a question before we grab the other call. 972, we'll bring you 1 second. 314. What would you do if she came up to your house? What would you do?
I'll, like, set up my house nice, just prepare, like, you know, putting some Maxwell music or Marvin Gaye music and arrange everything together, food ready, and make it in the mood, you know, to smash it.
What, you think just putting some music on is going to put her in the mood? Have you ever barbecued before, sir?
Yeah, I do. You marinate the meat before you put it on the grill.
You think that's marinating?
No, it's not like starting the music, though. You know, when she come, I open the door, you know, just something flirty to her. Something flirty to her.
But what is something flirty? You don't even know what is something flirty.
Talking how sexy her lips is and go from there.
Do you understand, sir? Do you understand why you guys lose? Because you're throwing shit up. But you don't even know. You don't have no kind of game plan. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So why aren't you doing something about it? Why aren't you a part of the bad boy membership? Why aren't you on the man? What are you? My question is, what are you doing about it? You're not doing anything about it, are you?
I will stop, but I'll be working really long hours because I went to your website, saw some T-shirt. I didn't have time to go back again to look some stuff. So, because I was looking to your website.
Thank you, Lucario.
No, look, man. Because this is the thing. I think you're getting. I think you're thinking too deep into this, man. It's just real simple, man. Is, you know, because there's nothing wrong with you trying to flirt, but you got it got to be leading to something. You understand what I'm saying? Are you leading towards getting together? That's it. Because again, the fact that you said you didn't even set up a time or date, then all the flirting that you're doing is meaningless. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see what I mean? Because it needs to be a means to that end. You feel what I'm saying? It's like this. Okay, imagine me going up to you, and I have this book in my hand, right? And I just keep talking about my book, right? But there's at no point do I tell you to buy. You feel what I'm saying? So then what's the point of me telling you about the book for the whole damn time? I know I want to sell the book, but I'm not telling you to buy. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of you guys, you just be talking to girls just to talk to them and flirt with them just to flirt with them. What's the point of your flirting? You see what I'm saying? What's the point of you interacting with them? The point is to move the situation from point A to point B. That's what I'm saying. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Right?
But it's not like,
well, next time when you're talking to these girls, set that shit up. That's the main thing. You understand? After you get off the phone with her or when you finish texting her, it should be like, yo, y'all should already have something set up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the reason why I didn't do that, because when I meet girl on Tinder or Puff, I do straight to the point. You know, I met her before on my old job. You know, we're like talking, but not like nothing going on. That's why I didn't, you know, I was waiting for her response afterwards.
But sir, you lost already. You don't even realize it, man. When you have when you have
that's
an opportunity.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand the job thing, but what I understand is this. When you have an opportunity, why do y'all fuck it off and waste it and think that you got another shot? Why? 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 Sir? 314?
Yes. Yeah, that was the opportunity. I should have been in the street to the point. I was just like taking my time, best of my knowledge. So, but that's why I asked the question. I feel like something
Wait. That, listen, again, you're taking your time. And 972 about to bring you in right now. Let me just say this, 314. You are the equivalent of a lion capturing, just snagging a zebra in the Serengeti. A big, thick zebra. You knocked it down. You swiped his feet. You bit its neck. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go sit over there by this mulberry bush and hang out for 2 weeks, and I'm going to come back, and I know that zebra is going to be right there. Forget about the other predators. Oh, no, they know better. Forget about the hyenas and the other lions and shit, the other predators. That zebra is going to be there when I get back 2 weeks from now. That's how you sound, man. Doesn't that shit sound crazy?
Yeah, I get to your point, though.
Yeah, exactly. Stay right there, man. Let me just bring you that call in, man. Eric code 972, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve, I'm just kind of listening, man.
All right, throw you in. All right, anyway, so Lakari, all right, we got a few minutes left, man. Is it my turn or your turn or shit?
I think it was my turn real right. quick. Okay. So I got a short one here. Okay. Hold on, let me see. All right, so this one says, there's this chick that I've been smashing off and on for about 5 months. The sex is cool and everything, but she doesn't like to give me head. The whole time she hasn't given me head. I haven't asked her to do it. I was just expecting that she would. Should I ask her to do it or should I just wait for her to do it? All right, Steve. What
you should do before we bring in you, wait, 601, we'll bring you in 1 second. But what you should do is just leave her alone. Just leave her alone. When do you get, again, we sound like a broken record here. Understand this. When you are a very sexual person and you know what you're doing, guess what, guys? You don't have to ask her to do anything. Matter of fact, you got to tell her to calm the fuck down for
right.
wanting to suck your dick. You got to
right.
tell her to calm the fuck down for sending you all the new photos, ass shots, pussy pictures. You got to tell her to chill out. Okay, all right, my dick is sore. Calm down. Can we just cuddle? I mean, you know, what y'all don't understand is this. Your lack of knowledge in the bedroom shows in her behaviors because these women love to suck dicks. Everything, listen, guys, this, and I'll throw it to a car real quick. Everything y'all see in porn, they love to do. But they only want to do it with a motherfucker that knows what he's doing. Lucario, in 601, we got you, man. Lucario, what you got, man?
Nah, real talk. And, you know, the thing is with him, just like, you know, he just got to understand that either he going to still fuck with her knowing that she ain't going to suck his dick, or he got to, you know, just find other chicks that's going to suck his dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, there'll be certain girls out there that they'll try to act like or pretend that they don't want to do it or that they don't like to do it, but then they'll end up doing it on another guy. So either she just don't feel him that much. And that's pretty much it, I would say. I would say he just need to look, you know, go for another chick. You feel what I'm saying? That's going to really make it happen with him. So that's pretty much it. On
that's it, man. I mean, yeah, we got, let me see, 601, what's your question, man? What you got, man?
Hey, Steve. So this is Cario.
So what's your question, bro? What's up?
And if you give me, I'm asleep. I just woke up. But the question is, I got this girl number about a couple of days ago, and I'm trying to see what's the best way to interact with her. Should I call her? Or should I text her? you know, to set up something, you know, so
I
can, you know, get to know her.
I say throw the number away. You already lost.
Let me ask you this question.
When you quote unquote begged for her number because you didn't have any worth or value, what did you say to her?
Well, actually, I got her number from this friend. She did it worse.
So you did the old elementary school because you wasn't man enough to do it yourself. So you got your boy to do it for you.
No. This is a girl. She messaged me on Facebook and she was like, "No, I was just wondering if you still single. I had a friend that said she was looking at you. I guess she must have my pictures on Facebook or not." And
I'll give you that. Okay. So when she did that, what did you do?
I was like, I'm still single. So keep seeing some photos, show me how she looked and seeing her number.
Do you see why you lose? Because you know what Ms. Licario and I would do if a woman told us that her friend was interested in us? Do you think we would do that silly shit? Well, can you send us some more pictures of her? Let me know how she looked.
Oh.
What did she think? No, fuck no. We would say, all right, link me to her. I click on her fucking Facebook, and I would send her a message saying, hey, how you doing? This is Steve. How you doing? Here's my number. Why don't you give me a call? Because you know what? I'd like to take you out sometime. That easy, that simple. But do you see why, please, I'll wait. Licario, take the wheel.
So you said that you, because I'm kind of confused with the story. So you said you got this girl's number and how many days ago?
I got it like Sunday night, like almost like. Like Monday morning, like around 12 or something.
And, so you said the girl's friend gave you the number or the girl directly gave you the number?
Nah,
the friend.
Yeah.
Okay, and so basically you haven't spoken to this chick at all, period.
No.
All right. Look, when you guys first get chicks' numbers, man, and all that other stupid shit. You gotta set up shit fast, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
don't wait around. Don't take all day. Just hit her up. Be like, yo, this is so and so. What are you doing this weekend? Let's get together. That's it. Like,
right.
You're overthinking it. You understand? Because what do you want? You want to actually go and see her, right?
Right.
Right, you want to see her, you want to hang out with her, you want to hook up, whatever. So all you do is text her, hey, when are you free? Let's get together. That's it. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, I actually did it Monday, but I tried calling you a show, but it kind of closed.
60601, bad question. Do you think she sees you as a tiger in bed or a kitty cat? What you think?
I never saw her before, so I couldn't.
You don't think her friend ran back and said, I told him 2 days ago, and he ain't called you yet? Well, did you tell him? Yeah, I told him 2 days ago. Just like the last caller, the lion that's sitting around under the Mayberry tree waiting to eat that zebra, thinking the zebra's still going to be there. Why are you so scared? Just let me know why you're so scared. Be honest.
I tried to call him Monday so I get a car advice, but I couldn't, though. So I didn't know. That's why I waited. No.
Wait, you couldn't or you didn't want to?
I didn't know what to say, though. That's why I tried to call in the car.
You didn't know what to say? What the fuck are you going to say now?
Yeah.
When you call her, what are you going to say?
I'm gonna say, hey, Linda, what's up? This is Eli, and hey, you wanna get together?
Wait,
good morning. Or should I call in the morning? Should I wait till like she got work? Just be like, hey, this
Mo,
is Eli.
No. Tell us what you gonna say to her. What are you gonna say to her again?
Hey, Linda. Her name is Linda. Hey, Linda. This is Elijah, and I want to know if you can get together, you know, later this weekend.
You don't barbecue.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, man. Hold on, Gary.
Do you see how you sound, though? That's the problem,
yeah.
Bro. That's some, you sound like you're scared. Let's wait.
I'm trying to remember exactly what you said.
No, I'm saying, are you nervous, though?
Somewhat.
Okay, so the story is that this girl, her friend said that this chick is into you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why are you nervous? You already know the girl's already into you. What are you nervous about?
Just say that truth. You don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. I'm just overthinking.
No, be honest. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. See, this is what messes up a lot of guys is that you already got a chick who seems like she's into you, and then because you're nervous, that's the thing that's gonna make her be not into you. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta have already within you to know, like, look, I got this. You understand? So when you call her up or you hit her up, be like, yo, Linda, what's good? Like, what you doing on Saturday? I'm gonna take you to the spot and we're gonna do this and do that. You understand? And you say it with confidence and conviction. You don't, because you sound like real, like you're not even sure what you want to say to her. You see what I mean?
All right.
So look, all you need to do is this. Hit her up, text her, call her, whatever you want to do, and say to her, listen, Linda, what are you doing this weekend, right? And then once she responds, right, you say, hey, on Saturday, we're going to go to here and do this and do that. You understand? Whatever it is that you're trying to do with her. That's all you got to do. If she's like, oh, I'm not doing anything, I'm free, whatever, then you set up a date. That's it.
Okay, cool. It's like plenty.
All right? Don't be scared to do all this right. Shit. Don't be scared to do none of that shit. You see what's your thoughts, man?
Well, I just think he's scared. Look, man. That's why I tell you guys, listen, the reason I tell you just throw her number away is because you're already behind the eight ball, and I don't want to see her treating you bad, dog, because your problem is this. Number one, you're not in high school. When a girl tells you someone else likes you, that means the girl really likes you. She just doesn't want to approach you. She just rather you take the initiative, which you didn't do, strike one, -5. You're asking her to send you photos and all the other shit, -5, because you never took initiative again. Then it's been two fucking days, two moons, and you still have not gotten in touch with her. And when you open your flap or hit a key on your text thing, you are going to lose again. Well, you're not going to lose. You're just going to be like everybody else. Nothing special or anything great about you because you're nervous. You're scared. See, you got, listen, I'm not knocking you for being scared. I know you're scared. We both know you're scared, but this is what we keep telling you guys. This is why y'all need the help, because y'all are doing just a little bit and you think y'all doing a lot and y'all ain't doing nothing at all. And the fact that you are scared is going to show her, why the fuck do I want to fuck with her, you that's scared, when I can fuck with a Mr. Lucario that's assertive, that knows what he wants, goes after what he wants, and can communicate what he wants without sounding desperate and needy. Why would she want you, 601? I'm not being mean, but I'm asking this question. Why would she want someone like you when she could have someone that knows what he's doing?
Well, I think I'm mature enough. I can't be served over time. I think, sir.
Huh? You said mature enough. So when is the last time that you heard Mr. Lucario? Now, if you can find this date out, but tell me, when's the last time you heard Mr. Lucario say, a woman told me another girl liked me or a woman liked me, and I told that chick, well, send me some photos. Let me look how she looks. And tell me, when's the last time he did that?
I don't recall.
I don't recall either, because you know what? If he did do that, and he told me, I would have to call the SWAT team, because that's our key word of him holding a gun to his face, because he don't do shit like that. Cario.
Right. That's my team.
Man, I'm telling you, man, you gotta start believing in yourself, bro. You understand? Like, don't be scared of none of this shit. You understand? And you know, you already got the chicks choosing. All you gotta do is set things up and make it happen. You understand? You gotta be sure of yourself. Don't be scared of these chicks, man. You gotta, again, this is what I was saying early in the show. Right now you're feeling nervous. You understand? Fuck your feelings. You know what I mean? Like, just do the practical thing in the situation. Even though you're scared and you're nervous, push through that and make it happen. You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
That's what it is, bro.
All right, yeah, man. So we got to get ready to wrap this up and everything. Lucario, what would you like to say? Yeah, hey, man. Hey, we love you, man, but we just want you to be better, dog. We love you, man. Yeah, we just want you to get this shit, okay? So we'll put you back in the queue.
Lucario,
wrap this up before we go, man.
All right, bro. So guys, remember to hit me up at MrLucario.com, also on BadBoyMembership.com. We get 45 to 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, I'm having my holiday sale coming up next week, so make sure you look out for that. December 24th up until New Year's, where when you join the Bad Boy membership, you get my new book, 60 Second Game. You also get my package, the Ultimate Bad Boy Package, which is a lot of my products in there, and you also get a free 30 minute game session. So you're getting three things for free when you join the Bad Boy membership on the holiday sale. So make sure you guys check that out December 24th, right?
Yes, sir. And guys, don't forget, we got two more shows. We got the D&W show with Rosebud coming up at the top of the hour. Then at 7 East, Rolo Tomasi is going to be my guest when we're going to be talking about the Rational Male for our interview, as well as talking about the Underdog on the Man Mindset show. So y'all make sure y'all do that. Make sure y'all support the Bad Boy membership and the movements that we have, guys. We're only here to help you guys out to be better men, okay? With that being said, Ms. Lucario, thank you so much, brother. Much love to you. And we'll knock this motherfucker out. Wait a second. Wait, shit. Will we be knocking this shit out? Wait. Today is the 18th, right?
Yeah.
Is Christmas? Wait.
Christmas on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. So we won't. Oh, shit. We won't see y'all.
The next week.
The next week. Yeah. First of the year is the first. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, Yeah.
So New Year, so we won't see you guys till next year.
Yeah, we won't see y'all motherfuckers till next year. Oh, yeah, shit, fuck. I should have worn my, I need to wear my motherfucking Santa Claus hat now. Shit, I won't be able to see the motherfuckers at Christmas. All right. Yeah, so fuck that. Yeah, so we will definitely see y'all in 2019, man, with more ism. So, y'all be good, man. And Lucario, you know, I'll definitely be hollering at you, but, you know, Merry Christmas, bro. All that other good shit. But, yeah, I just want to let you know. But anyway, man, we're going to wrap this motherfucker up, man, and we will see y'all motherfuckers next year, man.
All right, we out.
All right, peace.
Later.
All right, man.